Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Billy, you know this one.
R.E.M.
Man
on the Moon.
On the Moon by R.E.M.
I love that song.
Songs about space in honor of the 50th anniversary of the alleged moon landing.
Okay.
Alleged.
Stop that.
Alleged. Do you think it's real?
Of course it's real.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of shows that show that it might not be real.
So, first of all, I went to dinner with a guy, an executive from a different restaurant chain. And he was, you know, I don't know how it came up in conversation, but I said, I remember being 8 years old, my parents waking me up in the middle of the night to watch Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. This is one of the proudest moments as an American. I am so excited to celebrate. And he said, you know, that's not real. I said, okay, it's not real, right? I said, all right, let me ask you this. Have you ever told anybody a secret?
Yes, I have.
Okay, did it leak out?
Well, the good ones haven't yet, but there's still a chance.
Almost any time you tell one person a secret,
it's gone.
If you want something kept quiet, you can't tell anybody.
Very true.
So I said, I heard a guy from NASA one time talk about the Apollo project. Do you know how many people worked on the Apollo project? 30,000. So you're telling me that all 30,000 guys got in a room and said, hey, I got a great idea. Let's pull this one over on everybody. Of course we went to the moon.
You sure?
I am sure.
I don't know. Well, I saw a show about shadows and stuff that shouldn't be there.
Jason,
I don't know.
Jason, I hope you're just baiting me. Because if you really are knucklehead enough to believe we didn't go to the moon, I have lost some respect
but
for
why
you.
Haven't,
not all the respect.
Why haven't we been back then?
What is there to do there now?
You got to explore. I mean, we explore everywhere else.
I think we went there and saw there's no life. There's a bunch of rocks. We brought the rocks back. Why do we need to spend $1 billion to go back?
Well, I can almost agree with that. I really
Max,
can.
I don't like the face you're making in there. You have something to add to this?
How do you get through the Van Allen belts in 1969 without frying? Can't be done.
That's Max the man, basically, letting you know that it's impossible to be done.
All right. Well, hey, Max, as long as we've got you in here. I don't want to talk about the moon thing anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, I guess quickly to ask you too, though, is the Earth flat?
No.
Max?
No.
Okay, good. All right, that makes me feel better. All right, so we have to pick a caller of the segment for the first segment. I cannot. I cannot pick between KU Pat and Jim. So, Max, we are going, I have the authority to do this. We are going to award both KU Pat and Jim, dinner for two at Carlos O'Kelly's.
Nice. They can come pick them up from Kathy Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30.
That was exactly what I was going to ask Max. Okay, so I just need to give you envelopes, and you'll put KU Pat and Jim on them.
Well, Dave, you could actually write KU and Pat on them right there.
I guess I do have that skill set.
I think you could handle that part of it.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
All right. So hang on just a second. Okay, and not only do I need to write KU Pat on the envelope, but on the suitable for framing certificate that designates KU Pat as caller of the segment from 404 to 419 on July 12. I need to write it on that, and then Jim. Okay, so I have completed both of those duties. Explain how the contest works, because we're in a new segment.
New segment. Best caller of the segment will win dinner for two at Carlos O'Kelly's. It's that simple.
Wait.
It's really not that tough.
What if there's only one call in the segment and it's really not very good?
You win.
They still win.
You win. That's what we do.
This is the easiest game ever.
It really is the best game ever, probably on this show. I know Bob and Jeff are going to argue this, and we'll probably hear about it on Monday, but they're not here right now.
You know what would be way more fun?
Tell me.
Let's pick an NBA roster from the 1964 season and see how many guys we can. I mean, that's riveting radio. I forgot Detlef Schrempf played 9 minutes a game for the 73.
Yeah. Now you're just being mean, and I don't like it.
I apologize. That was a low blow.
It was.
I'm sorry.
And I apologize for the sarcasm in my voice, because I didn't mean it that way either. I guess we should get back to the phones. Yeah. Pastor Mike, you are number one on the list right now. What do you got in your mind, my friend?
Carlos O'Kelly's. I have on my mind. I'm loving the food there, so... Hey, do you have one in Topeka still, by the way?
We still do. That's kind of a funny story. We were up there this week. It is in the same location by the White Lakes Mall. And Pastor Mike, you probably know that there's nothing but rodents in the White Lakes Mall now.
Well, listen, I'm going there actually tonight.
Oh!
I'm leaving there in a little bit. I'm driving to Topeka to go to Carlos O'Kelly's in Topeka.
Well, can you believe that he just told you that it's infested? Are you still going to
go? No, not the restaurant.
Oh, well,
You
made it sound like the whole thing's infested.
No. Well, what I should have said was there's nothing but crickets in the White Lakes Mall. It's empty.
Oh, okay.
No, the restaurant.
Yeah, those are edible.
Yeah, there you go. No, the restaurant is still in the same place it's been for 35 years. When we built it, the White Lakes Mall in South Topeka was the epicenter of town.
Right.
There were movie theaters there. You know, that was where... Now, everything's moved west, but unfortunately, we own the building. So you've got this completely empty, vacant mall, just this huge eyesore, and a boarded-up movie theater, and then our restaurant right there.
Just like that. Boarded up, and then the restaurant's right beside it.
But, I mean, the funny thing is...
I can't wait to get to Topeka to go.
But people still go. I mean, the restaurant's doing fine, which I do not understand, because there's no commerce within 2 or 3 miles of it. But I think it's just such a tradition. People go there. Now, can Pastor Mike get in here? Have you already left town, Pastor Mike?
No. I am in my office finishing things up. Actually, I'm working on kind of, I appreciate if you, I would run by. I know where you're at, because I co-hosted, you know, you're not.
Yes, he did an admirable job.
Right, how long's the front door open, Max? Till 5?
5:30.
Okay, Pastor Mike,
okay,
up at the front. There'll be a Pastor Mike.
What if we get another caller though?
Well, I guess
all due respect, Pastor Mike. I got to be fair. I got to be fair.
I already wrote Pastor Mike on the suitable for framing. Yeah,
you get one. You get one, Pastor Mike. It's been dictated.
They're not going to be better than me anyway.
No, so I agree.
Whoa,
no,
wait, there's a challenge.
So first of all, I need to say, please, no one else call this segment, because if I have to give away two in each segment,
you're
going to
have to go back.
You're
going to have to go back to the office.
Well, no,
yeah.
I don't think they'll give me any more. I mean, I'm not an executive there. I'm middle management.
Oh, is that how it works?
So that's all it is. Well, Pastor Mike, Brian Donnelly sends his regards to you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Brian. He lives in my basement. We can just small talk like nobody else was listening on the radio. But yeah, Brian was like a son to me, and then he worked at Carlos and. Now's doing Homegrown. Now he's working at. So.
Yeah, he's up at the one in Bradley Fair, and every time he hears you on the radio, he reminds me of the you guys past.
Yep, we had good connection. So on that note, about I am talking about paying up debt. I am going to Jason Eady for Jeff, and this Sunday he's going to come to church as our trade off. So
okay, Pastor Mike, he's coming for sure. Like this is done.
Yeah, that's what he said. Now, if Bob said it, I wouldn't be as confident. But Jeff seems to be pretty good at that. So I'm working on my sermon here thinking, I don't want to say things that'll just hit Jeff directly, but I am working on...
Well, then you might not be able to speak for the whole time then, my friend.
Okay.
I'm treading softly.
Well, I've got to ask this question. I'm not being... Well, what? I don't know what word it is.
Facetious?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited when I ask this. But I hear, and this is directed at Jeff, not you, Pastor Mike. I would never insult a man of the cloth.
Sure, of course.
But I hear him talk about Jason Eady all the time. Who is Jason Eady?
Yeah, no, I don't know either. I just agreed to go to this concert.
He's not a big name, right?
No, he's not. And I was on the show that day with Jeff. And Pastor Mike, and Jeff was throwing out stuff that he would do and trade for just about anybody who called.
Okay.
And Pastor Mike called and said, Well, I'll go to Jason Eady, but you got to come to Sunday service.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I made a good trade. I don't know. I think he's hoping to get, 240 people there? Is that what it was?
That's his goal. I think 240 was their capacity.
Oh, so he's coming to Wichita.
I believe it's the Barleycorn.
Yeah.
And so Jason Eady's coming to Wichita. Is it in August, Pastor Mike?
Yeah, August something. 17th, I think, if I'm trying to do.
Now, this is here for him, but he's country?
He's a country, country artist.
Yeah, and he's good. But Jeff really is trying to be the one to propel Jason Eady up to be Kenny Chesney. And so he's working on that. And so we might not see Jeff again if that works. He might be headed off to greener
but path. The problem is that Jason Eady won't call him back. So yeah, that's what I keep telling Jeff.
Now,
Wait a minute.
So you're telling me this is a guy that we're trying to get to play Barleycorn, and we have a goal of getting 200 people in, and he thinks he's good enough to big time Jeff?
Yep.
I see a problem here.
I do too.
He does it regularly. So Jeff doesn't seem to be bothered by it, which shows a good, tenacious spirit.
Yeah.
And you understand that, Dave. You've been tenacious at Carlos O'Kelly because you've worked there for many, many years. So, provided Wichita with good food and good restaurant chains. So he's done good work there. You know, talking about good work real quick, I know it's a sports talk show. What about, when I think back at the Oklahoma City Thunder, when they had Harden, Durant, and Westbrook, would you imagine that team today being together like that? That's just amazing that they weren't able necessarily to get a championship with those three guys.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, when you got KD, Westbrook, and Harden, they could have won championships for years and years and years.
And remember, when they had them, people were talking about Sam Presti, the general manager, one of the boy geniuses in the league. Well, I don't think history is going to treat Sam very kindly. I mean, he's now dismantled all three of them and nothing to show for it. That's pretty poor management, I'm afraid.
Well, and that's the problem with the NBA now is that these guys, they just call their buddies and they say, okay, well, let's go here. I'm a free agent soon. Thanks to Pastor Mike for the call.
And don't forget to come get your certificate. I'm going to run it up to Kathy in the break.
And that's why I don't like the NBA. I don't watch the NBA. I'm not a fan of the NBA.
Well, why shouldn't the players have the right, Jason, to pick where they want to play?
Because the teams are paying them. They're paying these guys an exorbitant amount of money.
Absurd amount, yeah.
Absolutely absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, well, you know what? I don't feel like doing it right now. So I'm going to go somewhere else. That's the problem. All right, we got another caller here. I know who this one is. Trisha, you're on the line. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm sweating.
Well, what are you doing, Trish?
Well, I'm sitting in your garage sweating to death.
Well, do you realize you have to beat out Pastor Mike to win these gift certificates?
This is tough.
This is going to be difficult.
Can Trish wait and call back in the next segment?
Oh, we call back in the next segment.
That would be...
Because you might win no matter what.
I can't give away two now where I'm going to get fired again. I just...
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay, good.
All right.
See you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Trish. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
So
we'll hear from her again. Trish is my sister-in-law.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what's she doing in your garage?
Here's the deal. We moved into our house in 2012, and my wife said, we're going to have one garage sale because we moved, so you got so much kid stuff and da-da-da-da, and we'll get her two brothers and friends, and it's like a six-family garage sale. So everybody comes and helps and gets stuff, and, you know, people come and grab some stuff and this and that, and that's what we did. Well, we've had one every year since then. It's 2019, which is fine because we have so much stuff, the kids accumulate stuff, and it's great. So they're sitting out in the garage right now at my place.
Okay.
Finishing up today's garage sale, which started yesterday
tomorrow. Oh, that's great.
And so I've been getting some texts, and she sent a text. She's like, what about us? I said, well, you have to call. You can't win if you don't call. That's the way this game works today.
Now that I know she's your sister-in-law, she wins too. And I don't care if I get fired. I'm closing in on retirement.
Yeah,
anyway.
You got to be packing
soon. Like, Dia, is she a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah.
She sounds like, I mean, if she's like her sister, I can see why you'd have to have the garage sale every year. I don't need any more stuff. You know, we're purging because we're going to downsize and retire. But I would come over and buy something just to see those two hanging out
together.
Well,
you come over tomorrow morning.
Done.
I mean, you'd be crazy not to.
Yes.
Literally. It's in your neighborhood. I can walk half a mile
to your house.
Yeah. It's funny, half a mile away. Isn't that funny when you got buddies and stuff and you're right there and you never get together.
Yeah.
Isn't it nuts how that works? Like life just takes over and it's like everyone's just forgotten about. It's absolutely crazy.
So what's so Jason, if I were to come shop, what are some of the good deals at the Duda Family Garage Sale?
Well, you'll have to just come and find out until we can see. That's just the way it works at the Duda Family Garage Sale.
Just trying to give you a chance for a free plug there.
I know you were. Right. I know you were. It's all good. We've enjoyed it. It looks like Pastor Mike is the winner.
And I think we've done pretty well so far. Let's not push our luck. Good night, everybody. We're going out on a high.
I don't think we're allowed to do that, my friend. We've got to come back. We got to come back.
It's not going
to
get any better. I'm leaving.
We'll be back with the drive right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.